Hello and welcome to a new episode of God's Not Done With Us Yet. This is season 2, episode 21, entitled Speak Life. So this week, I have been watching 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, and I've been very entertained by it, but I still have maybe 3 or 4 episodes to go. So I'm almost caught up, but not quite, and I have watched a lot of 90 Day this week. But I'm very excited that I'm caught up on it, and just give a little sneak peek, because I won't talk about this episode. The people my heart goes out the most for is probably Brittany and Yazan. So I'm very curious of how that's going to turn out. But I'll save my piece till next week, hopefully, because I will watch it then. But this finish, you know, get caught up with the latest one then. But for this week, I am going to talk about Platteville season 2, episode 2. And I'm also going to talk about and pray about Jersey Shore family reunion. So I usually don't watch that show, and I can get more into it in the background. But I'm going to watch it this season, and I'll get more into that. But I hope you all had a great week, and I'm looking forward to jumping into the show for this week. So, Platteville. This was a very interesting and awkward episode to me. The first thing that really stuck out to me is the dad was talking to the son. He was like 14. And it was very awkward how he was talking to the kids. And I think that's why their relationship is so stalled, I feel like, between the parents and the kids. Like, the mama claims it's bitterness or something, but I don't know. It's some type of issue. Because the little 14-year-old, he's not bitter towards the parents, yet they have a weird way of talking to each other as well, and the boy didn't feel comfortable talking to the dad, because dad's like, you want to talk about girls or something? And the boy is like, no, I have no interest in girls. And he's like, yeah, you're too young to have interest in girls. And the boy was 14. I feel like if he was interested in girls, he would be interested in like 8, 10, you know, children fast nowadays. So that was very, like, he should be talking to the little girls running around. But so that was very interesting. Yeah, it was very interesting. And then there were some sad things on this episode. You know, Ethan, the oldest boy, he was saying he has no emotional connection with his parents. And I can see why he said that. When I saw the daddy interacting with the 14-year-old, I could see that. So that was really sad. And the mother was being how she is. She was like, there's the sister Lydia. She really wanted to visit Mariah, the older sister, the 17, got kicked out of the house. The 16-year-old wanted to visit her, and the mother's like, I'm okay with her visiting her in small doses. I'm like, that is her sister, number one. And I guess the only reason she trusts her, because, you know, Lydia does everything for the family. She's like Jana of the Platteville people, but I won't do Jana like that or Lydia like that. Like, they, you know. The golden child, I would say, that, like, they don't think Lydia is going to do anything. And I didn't really like how the mother was being so calculated that she was saying she's going to let the sister, Lydia, visit Mariah because she think Mariah going to draw them back to the family, like the bigger family. So she's trying to use the sister as bait to reel them back in. I was like, oh, very, very interesting. And then she bought her a book. And then when I saw it, first I was like, you pretty sinister, mama. I guess I wasn't thinking the best about her. But then she brought Mariah a book. And I said, oh, I guess she's trying. But she's so awkward with it. She said she wanted to give her a hug. And she wanted to see the house. But it was very strange. But she just gave her a fashion book. And she was like, thank you so much for the fashion book. And it was just very strange. Very strange. And of course, she's saying the children are bitter, the ones who moved out the house. But I don't know if it's bitterness all the way. It's some stuff on their end as well. Like, it's very strained and awkward all around, it looks like. It's very interesting. And then on the show, Olivia's and Ethan's relationship is rocky, but they're trying. So, that's sad to say. That I guess what I'm saying, this is, I'm entertained by the episode, but a lot of disheartening things are happening in it. And yeah, but I will be positive. I'm gonna pray that this family Rick has reconciliation all around. And if we see that happen, we'll know it's a miracle from God for them to get together with all the issues and work these things out. I feel like they okay, I've been listening to this podcast called what is it? Psychology in Seattle. From listening to him talk about reality shows, I feel like they need some type of family therapist to come up in that house, that TLC house, to help them. You could bring he apparently he only go on reality, but bring someone in there to help that family. Like bring someone to help them, probably bring someone to help Family Chantel. I'm not watching Family Chantel. No real reason. I kind of like Pedro and Chantel. That show didn't hold my attention, so I didn't even finish the last season, and I really don't care to, and I don't really need to watch this season. I guess maybe if I hear a lot enough saying, "Oh, it's so good," but I really haven't. But am I really talking to anyone either to know that Family Chantel is great? I don't know. I don't hear anything. But regardless, a therapist could work with them. Well, they went to, I think on one episode they went to some family counseling, so. I don't know what's going on with them, but I feel like the Platfield family could use some remediation counseling or a mediator or something to help with those issues. But regardless, I will pray for them that they reconcile. And I guess the only other thing that I want to say about, I feel like I was all over the place with the Platfield episode. With this particular Platfield episode, is Mariah is dating this guy, and he looks really nice, but I'm like, how old is this man that she's dating? Like, she just turned 17. I don't know how old this man is. It's hard to place men, But if he was 21, I wouldn't be surprised. So, well, let's see what happens with that guy. She really likes him. I guess as far as things I'm going to pray for. Oh, yes, Lydia, she apparently has this little boy that they have liked each other since. She had to have been around 12 or 13. And I guess for whatever reason, she shut him down. Probably the approval of her parents. And now I think she doesn't want to, she wants to pursue him, or at least, I don't know, reconnect. She says she wants to write him a letter because it's 2020 and that's what you do when you want to reach out to a little boy that you like. I'm just playing. But yeah. So we'll see more about this boy that Lydia is trying to talk to now that she can't seem to shake him, I guess. But yeah, that's pretty much what happened on Platfield. So what I'm gonna pray for with the show is I'm gonna pray for reconciliation with the whole family, and I'm also gonna pray for Lydia, Mariah, Micah, and Isaac as they out here dating these people or trying to that things work out with them. So yeah, that's the Platfield people. So now let's talk about Jersey Shore family reunion. And I don't know if I've gone into detail about my following of Jersey Shore, but I was never the biggest Jersey Shore fan, but my brother was a pretty big Jersey Shore fan, and we lived together for 10 years. So I definitely seen Jersey Shore off and on. Just because it was on the TV downstairs, because he was sitting there watching it. And I would watch it too, but it wasn't something like, oh, Jersey Shore coming on. I want to see what's going on, Jersey Shore. Let me turn on Jersey Shore. And then sometimes, for the longest time, I worked very close where I live. When I lived with my brother, I worked very close to my place for my job. So I would go home for lunch. And, sometimes MTV would just. They'll rerun Marathon Jersey Shore all day, every day. Sometimes you turn on the TV, it's on MTV during lunch, and maybe I'm too lazy to turn it. I really don't know, but Jersey Shore will be on. So I kind of knew what was going on with the show, pretty much. I ain't see all the episodes and follow everything. But I guess I couldn't really get into it because when it started, I had already graduated college. And I was never a crazy person, like crazy party person. I was not much of a party person at all in college. So I wasn't about that life, period. And I was already graduated. So I was all the way done with that life. So it was just looked kind of crazy to me. I was like, y'all going all the way out. Like they were all the way wild. And, they didn't really show everything. I don't think they show everything really on, reality TV. But it just seemed a little crazy. And they have a lot of dysfunction, just the group of the people in the house. And too much I like funny fights, but to me too much dysfunction concerns me. So it like grieves my spirit. I hate watching it. Like to the part that to point that it's a toxic type relationship. And I feel like in Jersey Shore, the Polly and the situation might used to fight so hard and so bad and so dirty and so hateful. It was not enjoyable for me to watch. And the girls didn't really get along all the way. Like Angelina didn't get really meshed with the house, never. Her and Vinny had some, issues back then. So it was just it to me it wasn't I didn't really enjoy watching. It was not fun to watch. It was hurtful for me to watch it. So I was never a big Jersey Shore fan. But nostalgia when the family reunion show came, the first season, I might have watched the whole first family reunion first season. I think they went to Miami that first season, but it was more of the same. It was like, they called themselves family and things of that nature, but it was very tumultuous. Like it was a lot of toxic connections. And Ronnie was really going through. He had like some serious issues. So that was just more so grievous to me than enjoyable. So I haven't really been watching Family Vacation and things of nature. Like the characters in and of themselves, I like them, but them together, there's some things I'm like, whew, it's really hurtful to see. So for me, I guess I'm very sensitive. So it was never really my show, but I keep up with it just because I don't know, it's been a part of MTV forever. And then I watch other shows. Like I said, I watch Famously Single. So both Ronnie and Polly was on those shows, and you got to see more into who they are as people. And then of course Polly dated Aubrey on that show famously, and I remember Aubrey from Dandy Cakes. Like, okay, as you can see, I am a true reality fan. I watch almost not there's a lot I don't watch, but there's a lot that I do watch as well. Been following a lot of these characters for years, the characters slash people, and of course, Polly's and Vinny's relationship is genuinely close and tight. So I enjoy watching. And I always like a crazy dating show. So I really enjoy watching. I think they had other shows together, but I hadn't really watched them. I don't remember them. I think even Vinny had a show with his mama or something. I didn't watch that one either. But I like watching Polly and Vinny together. I think they have a nice dynamic. And so I really enjoyed the Double Shot 11. Of course, I watched the first season. And of course, I watched the second season. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But then I, binged it pretty much and talked about it once on this podcast. So I really enjoyed that. And I really like Nikki. I liked her even on the first season. I wish I was doing this while I was watching it because I understood the girl. Well, I maybe well, I've done what she did, no. But I felt her, I didn't think she was some of the things she did, I can see why you would see as red flags, but I didn't think she was a dangerous person. So I was always a fan of her, and of course I was a fan of her on Double Shot Love the second season. So when I think I was checking up on it and it said that they were all shooting and she was there, I was like, oh yes, let me go watch this for some Nikki. So that's why I'm watching it. I'm watching it for Nikki, and see how she do on it. And I'm sort of curious about Ronnie. I hope he's doing better. So I watched the first two episodes of the season because that's is what it was out since today. And they kind of alluded that Ronnie's doing better. So I kind of want to see if Ronnie's doing better. There's some drama. And I was vaguely aware of it with Angelina had a wedding. So that's pretty much the two episodes. Ain't nothing really happened. Ain't not even the house. The show ain't really happened. It's a setup. They're just setting you up for what happens to them from the last episode, the last season of Family Vacation to this season of Family Vacation. And essentially what all happened was Dina asked the girls to be her bride, not Dina. Angelina asked the girls to be her bridesmaids. The girls was like, okay, all the girls except for Samantha, I think is her name, because she had never come back on no Family Vacation. She said, I don't, it's too toxic for me. And I was like, girl, I understand, which is probably smart because Ronnie was going through it. And so anywho, the girls, mine and Samantha, she invited to be on the little bridesmaid party. The girls said yes, and they made some terrible speech about Angelina. And of course, that's a big old thing, a blowout, and this and that on the internet, because they all don't know how to act with the internet, and they don't want to talk to each other. But it ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new. It's this old simmering stuff. But me personally, that's why this thing is called Speak Life. Like, you have the issues on Platteville. You see the issues on Jersey Shore Family Reunion. But me personally, if Mike and Polly can reconcile and Jesus done got the grace, just playing, anything is possible. Like, the Lord can heal these issues with this toss. Now, what I say to the people who are in toss relationships, they keep on trying to be friends. No. But they're not all the way. They are friends last family, but really, this is a job. So they're gonna be together. I don't know if they're gonna stop putting them, like, that check is hard to say no to, I think. So I'm gonna pray that the Lord work a miracle and help these girls to heal for real and help all the dysfunction between this group to heal for real. Because I don't know how they're able to stay on the air, I don't know how they get people to watch. Like, okay, I see like this season. I guess the novelty, like, oh, I hope things better. Let me check in. I guess enough people check in here and there to get enough ratings for it to keep on coming back. But yes, I'm gonna pray for them that they get reconciliation this season. If they don't get this season, that's okay. Because the season already filmed, they can get it for next season. And yes, and also I'm gonna pray for Angelina. I'm gonna pray for Nikki, because well, I don't pray. Well, I might, I guess I'll throw, she's not on my list really. I'll throw a prayer in for her, maybe. And then I'm gonna pray for Ronnie, really. I because I feel for him. I hope he's doing better. But yeah, that's pretty much what I'm gonna pray about for Jersey Shore for Family Vacation. But the one thing that's the most funniest of these two episodes was when Mike sat there and butchered the story of the scorpion and the frog. That was funny to me because the only reason I got 6 out of there was I'd have heard the story enough times that I knew how I really went. But whoo, he butchered that story. And that was funny to me. And actually the advice that he made as a result, the moral of it was smart too. But unfortunately, there's no way to connect who the scorpion was, who the frog was. But the moral was that he shouldn't have had the girls be the bridesmaids, which was true. And I hope Angelina get that, even if, when they do reconcile, to know their place, know who those girls are, because they're gonna do what scorpions do. They're gonna do scorpion things. Maybe I could pray that they won't do scorp. Maybe I'll speak life and pray that these girls be scorpions no more. But you know the story, the scorpion, the frog. The scorpion went to ride across the water. The frog's like, no, you gonna bite me. For some reason, Mike's story has something to do with some $10 or $15. I don't know where that came from. The frog was like, you gonna bite me? Scorpion said, we gonna both die if I bite you. Just give me a ride. And the frog was like, okay. The scorpion got on the frog, and halfway through, scorpion bit scrot. I think sometimes it's a snake. I don't know. Scorpion stung the frog. Frog like, hey, why you sting me? And scorpion like, hey, I'm a scorpion. Scorpion's gonna do what scorpion gonna do. Scorpion sting. It don't matter. Even if it's gonna kill me, I'm gonna do me. So that is the moral story. The girl's a scorpion. You know, that's kind of little shit. That's a little slimy. If I was the girl, I might be a little bit mad, but the story's so butchered. Ain't no way they gonna put those two and seven together. Might sit there and call those girls grimy, essentially, which is true. What they did was grimy. And that's cause that's the sad thing. They got more loyal to the rest of the girls than they do Angelina. Cause what they did was were kind of really like a mess up. But they're like, you shouldn't let her be a bridesmaid. They were just doing what they're gonna do. That was dumb of you to really think that you're gonna be your close friends and write some nice sweet poem and say something nice. And especially if you're gonna let them be a bride, don't let them say a speech. Anywho, yeah. Hopefully Angelina learned that, which she probably wouldn't, because the story didn't make not a lick of sense. She didn't know if she was the frog or a scorpion. They talk about they gonna find out later who the frog and scorpion. Yeah, Angelina got some scorpion ways about her too, but in that situation, she was the frog. I don't know if it, hopefully y'all understand what I'm talking about as far as the frog and the scorpion. But yeah, it was funny to me. I enjoyed it, and I had my prayer list and things in nature. So I think it's the perfect time to jump into the prayer. Lord, I just thank you for being a good God. Thank you for being a good father. Thank you for continuing to look out for us. Continuing to keep us safe, protect us, provide for us, Lord, to give us strength, to help us to go through any trial and any adversity so that we can have victory in every situation, Lord. Today, I come to you to talk about my shows and the people in them, because even though they're characters, they're also real people with real lives, real feelings, and real emotions, Lord. Lord, I just pray for the family, the Platfield family, the family Platt, Lord, that you can work a miracle in each and every one of their hearts and their minds and their spirits and bring reconciliation within that family. Lord, if there is like someone who can help with reconciliation, who has a special gift and a skill set with it, I pray that you connect them with that family so they can work things, work through those issues, work through the core, work to the root of the matter, Lord, and uproot those seeds of bitterness, Lord. You know, mother thinks it's bitter, but whatever else is wrong is going on in that family. Lack of trust, that fear, that control, that spirit of control. I pray you uproot anything that the enemy sowed, any of those tares, you uproot those things, Lord. And I just pray that your desire in that family happens, Lord, because you know you want families to dwell in unity, to be on one accord, to uplift each other, to be a sense of strength for each other. Because you know there's so many attacks in the world. It'll be nice to have people you can rely on to go through those trials together. So I just thank you, Lord, for mending those issues. Lord, I pray that you put a new spirit of confidence in the parents that they can be comfortable around their children. If there was like some issues when they were growing up with their parents, when there was strained relationships, I pray that whatever's going on in their hearts, that any bitterness that they may feel toward their parents, Lord, I pray you bring healing to their hearts and their minds and their spirit. So as a result, there's no longer a wall between them and their children, Lord, that they can break out down and even apologize for the things they may have been doing that's not the most fruitful, helpful, Lord. I just thank you for healing in every single one of those people's spirits, Lord, that what the enemy meant for evil, that you could turn around for good in Jesus' name. And as a result, the reconciliation in the family, it can inspire others to know and have hope and have faith that their family issues can be healed as well, no matter how big or small they are, Lord. I just pray for healing, complete wholeness, Lord. Anything that's wrong and broken, Lord. Anything that needs to be exposed so that light can be shown on it, so the darkness can no longer thrive. I pray that happens in Jesus' name. I pray that you protect each and every one of those children, Lord. That you keep them safe from any hurt, harm, and danger in Jesus' name. I pray for the children who are all the dating age children. I pray you protect them, give them wisdom, give them discernment, Lord. to stay away from people who may not have their best interests, or I just take you or you can stop those relationships that are not fruitful or helpful or life-giving. You can stop them in their tracks. They will not even form relationships with people who do not have their best interests and hearts. And I just thank you for bringing good people, you know, who is good but the Lord, but put it people who have your interest, have their best interests at heart, have who want to be pleasing your sight, do not want to offend other people, do not want to hurt or harm other people, who are spirit-led so that they can walk in the ways as you want them to walk, in Jesus' name. I just thank you for putting a counselor of who says, there's a scripture, or I have to remember it. It says that I think there's strength in the counselor of many. There is strength. I just pray that each of them have many godly counselors planted around them, Lord, to lead and guide them in the right direction. And I pray you remove the people who may be acting like they're not good counselors, but they really just dare to some gossip and things of that nature. I pray that they be removed in Jesus' name, so that your will be done in each and every one of their lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I also pray for the characters on Jersey Shore, Lord. I pray for Angela. I pray that you heal her heart from the hurt that she experienced, the deep hurt for years and with these people, the wanting of longing and acceptance, Lord. I pray that first off, that she receives acceptance and love and peace from you, wholeness from you. Yeah, anything is broken and missing and lacking, Lord, you make it whole, you make it right in Jesus' name. And as a result of that wholeness, a result of that love that she receives through you, I pray that she overflows in love, and that her heart breaks for the other people, that she can operate in love towards them. And that kindness, you know, the kindness of you, Lord, brings repentance. And that repentance from love that Angelina has, that it can cause the other women in the group, their hearts can be melted and become hearts of flesh, Lord. They can seek forgiveness or repentance for the things they may have done that's not glorifying to you in your way, Lord. I just pray that you can work a miracle and bring reconciliation with them as well, just like how you were able to work a miracle and help Mike to change, help him to get off of the things that was like influencing him negatively, and to be able to repair the hurt and the harm he's caused with his castmates. I just pray that both ways, whatever it is that's blocking these women from humbling themselves and making things right between each other, that you can remove those blockages, Lord, so that they can become one and become unified and we'll be able to work in peace, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for working a miracle in them. And Lord, I just also pray for Ronnie. I pray things are going well with him. I pray that whatever, you know, in the past has been hurting him, that it's healed completely, Lord. I pray that, he said in the show, he was moving to California. I pray that you're raising up good people to be in his life, good friends, Lord, people who have his best interests, people who, you know, iron type of relationship where they want to help see each other grow and thrive. There's no jealousy and things of that nature. No jealousy amongst anyone on the cast, in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord, and I give you all the praise and the glory for your wisdom, Lord, for your strength, for your kindness, Lord, for your just being matchless, Lord, just being amazing and awesome and wonderful and great. I just thank you for your holiness, Lord, and your goodness, Lord, and the good things you provide for each and every one of us just because of your kindness, in Jesus' name. You know, we're not really deserving of any of it, but we thank you so much for the things you have for us, especially, you know, we're coming into Thanksgiving season, Lord. I just pray that everyone just be a little bit more aware of your presence in their life. And I just pray everyone in the world can consider one or two things that they can be thankful for. I know at least each and every one, because of your goodness, you say you're writing on the just and the unjust, Lord. So I know you have been good to everyone in this world, at least one or two ways, probably multiple ways, more than we can even count. So I just pray that we are aware and consider those ways, and we thank you for how good you've been in our lives, Lord. You know that the Lord tries saying that you could do nothing else and you did more than enough, but I just know because of your goodness, you'll continue to do good towards us and do good by us, Lord. And I just thank you for sending your son, for saving us, and that is like one of the ultimate gifts, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yep, that is another episode of God's Not Done With Us Yet. I'm very excited for next week. It'll be more Packville, it'll be more family vacation, and it'll also be 90 Day Fiancé because I am so entertained by this show. I'm definitely watching it, so I should almost 100% be able to talk about it next Sunday. So until then, I hope you have a great week. Bye!